down here from Miami, Super Bowl weekend, sitting across from, I don't know, one of the top running backs of all time. I know you played for the Rams, but I'm going to take credit for the 1 year you were with
the Raiders.
The Raiders.
I know.
The Raiders.
Raiders.
There we go. Raiders. Raider Nation.
Raiders.
And I know you played for them when they were in that, I don't know, some other town, but they will always be
Oakland.
Oakland.
Oakland. I agree with you.
There we go.
I agree with you 100%. It's certain teams. It's like, really, when I think about the, at that time, they were the St. Louis Rams, but at the L.A. Rams, should I have been the L.A. Rams.
They always be, right.
Yeah, and St. Louis, should I be the St. Louis Cardinals, not the Phoenix Cardinals, whatever
right.
you call them. You
right, know? Right, so,
you
right.
Know, it's what you get used to.
Well, and you grow up with it, and you root for it, and it just becomes part of the fabric of your family, your society, and your community, right? So you played for a long time, Hall of Fame career. Again, like I said, you know, one of the best running backs of all time. What are you doing nowadays? What are you bringing back to the community? What are you bringing back to your family?
Well, let's start with the community. First of all, we have a foundation called Young Warriors. It's for fatherless boys. We do an event. I think this will be our sixth golf event we do in L.A. And we work with the L.A. Unified School District in Los Angeles with having a program to teach young men how to be, young boys how to be men, you know,
right.
how to treat people, how to, you know, go out and look for a job, you know, and it's boys without dads.
Right.
And I think that is a big problem here in the United States. I think you find that 70% of the inmates in prison are guys without dads. You
right.
know, you find that a lot of athletes, you know, didn't have a dad, you know, a grandmother, a grandpa, somebody raised them. And that's one of my passions. Also, I work for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm vice president of business affairs there. I also work for Fox doing the football season, doing Undisputed and Speak for Yourself and
right.
Colin Coward. And I have a radio show for myself on Mondays in L.A., you know, L.A. football Mondays. So
you keep them very busy.
I'm keeping pretty busy.
Which is wonderful. Wonderful. So let's talk more about the foundation that's helping kids. I mean, because at the end of the day, if we don't take care of them, they're not going to be here to take care of us. And it's not like I want them to support me, but oh my gosh, the future relies on our kids growing up and being constructive members of society. So you do fundraising. What do you do as far as programs for these kids?
No, we have a program where they work with the school district. Like you pick, I mean, you wish you could do every kid, but you can only get a few kids out of in the program.
Right.
We have I think we're going to have 10 kids in the program, 10 more kids.
Right.
And you kind of mentor these kids, mentor them, take them out to events. Like we did an event where they had never, like we had like 30 kids, 30 boys. They had never been to a restaurant. If you had to wear a jacket, you know, if you have a tie, you know, where you have a waiter, you say, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, you know, and they've never done that before. And we took them to Fleming's restaurant right in Woodland Hills. And it was a treat for them. It was a treat for me too, you know, to take the boys out and just to see how they interact, you know, with each other. And like, man, I've never done this before. Man.
Right.
This is great. You know, I think we had steak and lobster for them. You know, they could kind of pick and choose. They'd never had some, it's funny. It's just a steak. I think you take a steak for granted. I
right.
mean, even using a knife and a fork. I mean,
right.
and with a place setting. I mean, some of these kids had never done that before.
I grew up in foster care and lived in a shelter for kids for quite a while. And I know when I finally settled down and started dating my wife, her parents are, you know, old European money. And we went out to dinner for the first time. She had to explain to me what all these forks and knives were, outside in, top to bottom, the B and D for bread and drinks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was, so yeah, having never experienced that, not having that structure, it's such a wonderful gift we give back to our children and to the community. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
All right. So do we have a preference? I mean, you're a California kid by heart because, you know, being out there, we think the 49ers are, yeah, I'm torn. Growing up on the West Coast, I am a 49ers fan of some sort, but to watch Mahomes there play, I mean, just to watch the passion and the joy that's in his face every day when he's running up and down that field. Thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'm not a California. I live in California. I do like California a lot. I got to say, I'm a Texan.
You know? Oh, okay.
I still have my Texas driver's license.
Okay.
Cannot stand the 49ers. We hate the Niners. I play for the Rams, so that is our
never going to happen.
Never going to happen. I'm going to root for the 49ers. And they've had some great players over the years. I mean, great players. You know, won Super Bowls. Great owner when they had him is Eddie D. Bartola.
Right.
You just have to give them credit. But I'm pulling for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I think that, you know, I think this game is going to come down to, like most games, turnovers,
right.
field position. and how well that offense can move the ball against their defense, and can that defense stop their offense? I mean, I think when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, that defensive front, all those five first-rounders, they're playing like first-rounders. They right. really are. You know, Richard Sherman is playing great. I mean, the running game is running the ball. Was it Morissette? However you pronounce his name. He's playing.
Who everybody passed on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Garoppolo, he only throws the ball when he has to. And he doesn't have to throw it a lot.
And not a lot of mistakes.
That's what people get confused on. If you don't, they don't throw the football. Look, if you don't have to throw it, don't throw it.
Right.
I mean, you know, you run the football. But they have a really rounded football team.
Coming San from Francisco, a running back.
You have to admit it. I mean, they have a very rounded football team. I look at Kansas City, another really good football team. Maybe not as rounded as the San Francisco 49ers. I think that running the football has always, you know, kind of eluded them. And they had Kareem Hunt. They were very good at it. And I really believe that that's going to become an X factor in this football game, if they can run the ball and not have to rely on Mahomes to do everything. And can he do it? Yeah, he can do it.
All right, last question before we wrap up. You know, you talked about grandparents and parents and the family and how important that is. Best memory of growing up, the best meal, when mom or grandma would sit down and cook you that meal. What was that? I mean, growing up in Texas, what was that meal that you just, if you could do it every day, that's the meal you would have?
Fried shrimp. I love fried shrimp.
Yeah.
And my mother, I mean, she could cook. I mean, she could cook anything, but I just love fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp, there it is.
And I miss those days being a kid. You know, my mom and my dad have passed away, but you know, I think we take that for granted. You know, we have them, and then we're not going to have them always, but most definitely it'd be a plate of fried shrimp with some French fries. And I know that sounds very common, but that's what she was good at cooking that because I liked it.
Yeah, growing up.
Thank you.
Eric, so much. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.